I'm going to preach just one verse this morning from the passage read, and it's verse 2. It will be projected for those of you that are not accustomed to having a Bible on your lap, which you need to learn to do. Verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Let's pray. Father, I pray that this message that's so profound will be communicated clearly and adequately this morning. I pray, Lord, that the voice of the man in his faltering, Lord, will be ignored for the glory of the truth conveyed. And I pray, God, that you speak, because this is something all Christians need to hear. For Christ's sake, amen. Okay, I'll start with a little riddle for you. And the bright people here will get it straight away. At the end of my sermon, I'll answer the riddle for everybody. What do caterpillars, tadpoles, and Christians have in common? Caterpillars, tadpoles, and Christians. Now, some of you will immediately know where I'm going with this, and that's good, because you will be able to follow me as I go along. But if you do not know the answer to this question, hang around, because by the end of my message, you'll all know what those three things have in common. Let's look at God's words together. Dear friends, John writes. Right, dear friends. Who are these dear friends that John is writing to here? He's writing, we've read previously, to spirit-filled people who've met the Lord Jesus Christ. People who are Christian. And if you're a Christian this morning, then I guarantee you, these words are addressed to you. God speaks to you this morning, Christian. Now, he says, dear friends, now we are children of God. Right now, as you sit in that chair listening to me, Christian, you are now a child of God. Remember the last sermon? You're a child of God now. And then he goes on, but what we will be has not yet been made known. Now, made known in the original is one word. It's epiphanerothe in the original ancient language. And what it means is to unveil or to clearly show. What John is telling us here is this. We Christians may be children of God right now. Yes, it's great, we're kids of God. But we are not as yet seen to be children of God. Our sonship is not yet manifested. Right now, we Christians look pretty much like everybody else in the world. We're nothing much to look at, are we? We appear to be normal, everyday Joe Soaps, Jane Soaps, nothing special. But a day is coming, we read, the day of Christ's appearing. And on that day, when he appears, we shall be like him. We are told we're going to be like him because we will see him as he is. Just let that sink in. A day is coming when Christ will appear. And when that day happens, we are going to be shown for the glorious sons and daughters that we already are. We're told that it will happen when we see him, when our faith becomes sight. Let me say it one more time. Right now, Christian, you are a child of God. You are somebody very special right now. But what you are cannot be seen yet. But a day is coming when the hidden glory of God, the glory that God has put in you by the Spirit, is going to be known to all principalities and powers. I could put it this way. Now, as Christians, we are in Christ by faith. But one day, we are going to be made like Christ by sight. That's what he's saying. Now, I agree with you, probably, if you're thinking this. We don't look very special now, do we? In fact, some of us look less special than others. We are not yet seen to be children of God. People wouldn't think that of us. And the best way for me to explain what's being said here is to give you an illustration. I'm sure you've all heard the story of the ugly duckling. Remember it? Well, it's about this nest of duck eggs. Nice, white, shiny duck eggs. But there's one egg in the nest. It's green and speckled. Yuck, there's something wrong with that egg. It's a bad egg. But then it gets even worse. Because when the eggs hatch, you have four cute little yellow chicks all chirping away, and one gangly, grey, long-necked creature looking around very confused. Is it a freak? Is it a ugly duckling? You all know the story, don't you? That ugly duckling was actually a cygnet, a baby swan. It wasn't a duckling at all. Somehow the egg had been put in the wrong nest. This creature was born destined to be the most beautiful of birds. It didn't look much in the nest. It looked pretty ugly. But when the time was to come, that weird creature was going to be seen for the beautiful swan it was destined to be. And you know, in a way, we Christians are all ugly ducklings. We don't quite fit into this world. People may look at us and think we're quite weird. Many of us are rejected and looked down upon. And you know what? We may not look like the sons of God. I agree. But hang on. Because one day, we're going to be seen for the sons of God that we really are. Look again at the text. Dear friends, now we are children of God. Right now. But what we will be has not yet been made known, or better translated, has not yet been manifested. But when he appears, we ugly ducklings shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Our faith is going to become sight, and that vision we have of him is going to transform us into what Jesus is now. Get that into your head. Dear friends, we're children of God. It can't be seen what we are now, but one of these days when he comes, You see, we Christians are sons of God in this world, incognito. Who knows what that is? In other words, we are divine creatures covered in flesh. We can't be seen for what we are yet. But when you think about it, that's exactly true for Christ, isn't it? He had the same problem when he came to earth. People looked at him and they didn't see anything special about him. What does Isaiah say? There was nothing beautiful or attractive about him. He was despised, rejected of men. People looked down on him. He was a nobody, commoner. He was deserted by men, rejected. And the glory of God in Christ was hidden in his humanity until he rose again. Now our text says the same is true for you, Christian. Right now, you're a king's kid. You are royalty. You are a brother, a sister of Christ Jesus. You are destined one day to rule and judge angels and sit with Christ as a co-heir, ruling and reigning. You! Now let's face it, we certainly don't look like that now, do we? We're just ordinary people. Or as we read in our text, what we will be has not yet been made known. But hang on. We are heirs of the Father, joint heirs with the Son. And we are destined for glory. Now John is telling us this, and I'm sure you all understand now what he means here. But why do we need to know this? What are we supposed to get out of this text? I would suggest there are three main lessons to learn by way of application that we get out of our text. And the first one is this. God wants you to know today that you, Christian, truly born again Christian, I speak not to hypocrites, to those who truly know Christ, you are a very special person. You may look like everybody else, but you're certainly not like everybody else. You may think you're just a normal person, but you're not normal. You have been called out of the world, ecclesia. You have been set apart from the rest of humanity. You are hagios, separated from the rest of the human race. This world is headed en masse to judgment day and wrath. But not you. You are destined for glory. The Bible says you are special. Now, I know many people that don't like that word special. It's not fair, is it? Why can't everyone be special? Well, that's a nonsense thing to say. Because if everyone was special, nobody could be special. Because special means hagios, set apart, different. We are special. And this is why you are special, Christian. You may look like everybody else. You're no better than anybody else out there. But God has put his seed in you, his Holy Spirit. And as far as God concerns now, you're not a creature. The rest of the world is a creation. People are creatures, but you are not a creature. You're a son of God. Remember last time my sermon said we're the children of God? You're a son of God. You are, by adoption, what Jesus is in the second person of the Trinity. We need to learn this from our text. The Bible tells us that we are special. Maybe we're ugly ducklings, but we're destined to be swans. You can't see that we're sons of God now, but when Christ comes and we see him, the veil will fall off. Secondly, our reading tells us why we don't fit into this world. We may be in this world, but like Jesus, we're not of this world. We are hagioi, set apart. We are a peculiar people. And that is why you don't fit in. That is why you always feel that there must be something more to life than what you've got. That is why, if you're a Christian, this world can never satisfy you. We may look like ordinary people, but we're destined for glory. So don't feel bad if you're not popular, or if you don't quite make the grade in this world. You were not made for this world. You were made for something indescribably higher. Okay, so firstly, we learn from our text that we're very special people. We're children of God. Not everybody is. We don't look like much, but we're ugly ducklings, destined for greater things. We're children of God, still awaiting the day of our manifestation. Special people. Secondly, we're not like other people in this world. We won't feel at home in this world because we weren't made to fit into this world. We are people designed like Jesus, sojourners of this world, for part-time residence. Don't feel bad if you don't fit in. Hey, if you love the world and this world loves you, I'd be worried. My third application as I come to an end. You Christian brother, sister, you're walking on the very same road that Jesus walked. I want to remind you, Jesus was a human being, just like you. He was a nobody in the eyes of the people of the world. Nothing special. He had no glory, no popularity. He was a person who suffered pain, rejection, and sorrow, just like we all have. He was a person who had to die, just like we one day will have to die. But hey, you know what? Jesus rose again. He rose in glory. He died perishable and rose imperishable. And Jesus is now in heaven, a man, our brother, adored as divine by the angels. And you know what? A day is coming when you will be seen. Now hear this right. You will be seen to be the glorious Son of God in Christ that you are. You will be amazed at by the angels. You'll be glorified. But like Jesus, the glory you have is hidden in your humanity, and it will not be seen until the day that you're transformed by your beatific vision of Christ. You will soon be seen for the child of God that you are. Do you know you outrank the principalities and powers up there that we can't even put into words now? Do you know you'll one day sit on a throne judging angels? You are now God's child, the word says today. But one of these days you will be seen to be God's child. Okay, let me close by answering the riddle I asked you at the beginning. Who remembers what it was? What do tadpoles, caterpillars, and Christians have in common? Come on, you bright people, you know. Well, for those of you that will be embarrassed, we're not going to ask the bright spots. They all exist in an incompleted state, awaiting completion. Would you agree? Now listen. Tadpoles are destined to become frogs. Caterpillars are destined to become butterflies. You are destined to be like Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I don't know how to pray, but I plead with you. Let this word sink into the sagging hearts of your struggling saints. Our labor is not in vain. We are destined for glory. We walk the road Christ walked. And Lord, we will rise as Christ rose. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in us. We are the children of God. And when we see Him, we will be like Him. Hallelujah. Amen.